episode 2758, How to Calm the Nerves You Can't See.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. Yay! And guess what? You can leave it all on the table. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Oh yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly. We got you. Because you know what? Sometimes you just need to let it all hang out. But what happens when you don't know how to handle it all? How to calm the nerves you can't see. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, kids get nervous just as much as adults, but the way it shows varies. Learn how to calm the nerves you can't see and watch your kids soar. Who would have thought that by becoming a parent, you would become a private detective? What you see is not always what you get. Our children like to be seen and heard, but in the form and fashion that they dream up. Very few desire for you to see them in their weakness, and being nervous and anxious to them is a weakness. Now, this can show up at many different ages and stages when it comes to our children, right? It can happen when they are completely moved out away from home, when they're old and gray. It can happen to us now, right? I'm still a child of somebody's. Yes, hi, Mom. And then it can also happen when they're young. I mean, when they start formulating their thoughts and learning, I mean, yeah, we're talking about 2, 3, and 4 years old. Now, do they know what it really is? Sometimes we as parents don't even know at that age. But that nervous energy that just like they can't sit still, they just keep going and going and going. The key is knowing what your child is feeling and hiding before they share it by usually you prodding and getting in their business, right? No kid wants you to say, come on, please, come on, will you just tell me what's happening? How many times have you had that conversation? Okay, not maybe in that sentence itself, but where you're just asking over and over again, what's really bothering you, sweetheart? I'm here for you. Please share with me. Son, if you just would open up. But who wants to be that parent? Not you or me. So let's be real. Growing up in today's world is challenging. There are so many areas in life that cause stress, like family, school, community, church, neighborhood. I mean, you name it. We could go on and on and on. And that's not even talking about social media, is it? That's not even talking about gaming. That's not talking about trying to go viral, trying to be liked, not by one or two people, but by millions. Think about that. The dynamics can be overwhelming and debilitating to the degree of causing anxiety. Now, not all children are clinically anxious, okay? They don't all have anxiety, but children do experience a wide range of emotions, some of which will include stress, which is an indicator of what? They are anxious. There are nerves involved. But when you know how to cope with your anxiety or stress or nerves, you and your child can soar. So, why not teach your child how to calm the nerves you can't see by building a coping toolbox? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Build a coping toolbox. Now, this coping toolbox is something that it gives them the tools and strategies, right, on what they can do when they're feeling anxious, and maybe they won't share it with you, but you can also work with them in building it. So you may need to walk through these techniques with them. And guess what? You can use them too. I won't tell anybody because seriously, we all get nervous. I still do. Can you believe it? Even as many episodes that I've had, as many people that I've taught in front of, that I've mentored, I mean, from kids to adults, both young and older than me, I still get nervous. I get nervous when I come on to record. Why? Well, number one, I want to bring my best. Number two, I'm thinking, well, what are they thinking? And I just have to stop because otherwise, where do you think I'm going to be? Under the table doing nothing in a corner, hiding in my closet? How do you think our kids feel if we feel that way as adults and we have more experience underneath our belt. Yeah, we've got to give them a toolbox to hang on to so that they can sit there and say, okay, you know what? This is where I want to take my situation. And it is moment by moment. Now, some things, well, guess what? You have to build upon it. There are some situations or circumstances that really are one of those that you just can't, you know, get rid of it that fast. It kind of eats at you slowly. That's when you sit there and say, okay, here's a skill. And you may have to use 12 of them in order to get you to where you want to be. And also know this, it's different for every child. You can have one child do one technique and you can have another child do the same one and they're going to get totally different results. So don't get frustrated when all of a sudden one child in your family is doing great, the other one not so much. You got to figure it out. I know, been there, done that. And at times, still doing that. Drives me bonkers. But you do what you got to do. Why? Because you have these incredible children and they're relying upon you. So I know you're not going to throw in the towel on them, right? And they know that too deep down. But let's learn a little bit about building this coping toolbox. What strategies, what tools can they really use? Well, there's three of them. Number one, balloon breathing. I love this one. Have your child pretend they're going to blow up a balloon. Pick a color. Now, slowly blow into the balloon. Now, remember, this is all imaginary. And guess what? Do you think our children need more imagination? 120,000%. Because why? Everything is in front of them. Everything is given to them digitally. So for them to sit there and say, okay, I've got a balloon. Well, what does a balloon look like? Does your child know what a balloon is? I know you might be laughing at me, but there are some children that do not know what balloons look like. Why? They don't. They've never held one. Because everything they know is on something digital. It's on a screen. No wonder we're stressed out. We're not even touching the life that we live in. Think about that for a moment. No wonder we got kids going all over the place. So we're going to help our children. We're going to help our generations upcoming, and we can help ourselves too at the same time. So balloon breathing. So you've got this balloon, right? The pretend balloon. You've picked the color, meaning your child's picked the color. Now, slowly blow into the balloon. But not too fast or not too slow, right? Just right is what you want. So count to five, encouraging them to inhale and then exhale into the balloon. Repeat this three times. When the balloon is inflated, mentally have them write the problem or their worry, what's causing them to be anxious or nervous, on the balloon and then let it go. I love balloons when they go away. How many times have you blown up a balloon and you get it all the way to the very end and all of a sudden it just pops out of your mouth and it goes everywhere? Well, it's fun. It's also frustrating, but you can laugh about it and you want to encourage that. Look, it's gone. You don't have to worry about it right now. Now, could it come back? Meaning the worry, the nerves that your child is experiencing? Of course. So they may have to do it again and again and again, or they try a different technique. Depending upon the circumstance, may require a different technique. So you just have to figure it out. It's trial and error. There's not one way to be the only right way. All ways can work. You just have to be willing to do it. So balloon breathing, love that one. Number two, boss the worries away. This is where your child is empowered by self-talk, learning how to reframe their thoughts. I love this one. I think I've told us here a few hundred times, actually, to look at yourself in the mirror, right? And actually have a conversation. No, you're not crazy. You can have a conversation with yourself. It's called self-talk. And when you empower your child, wow, that's incredible. And I've seen it. I've seen it in my own children, so this does work. And so I would encourage you to use this. Now, can every age do this? No. Some of your younger ones can't. They don't get it, but they can still play pretend. If they have that imagination, you can say, well, let's pretend your friend is talking to you like this. What would you say to that friend? So you can have this imaginary play to boss the worries away. All right, so let's break it down. You want to state what the nerves or worry is all about. So be specific. Don't sit there and say, well, you know, I just don't like Sue. She gets on my nerves and we're working in chemistry and this is what's happening. And that's it. Yeah, no. Doesn't work that way. You got to be specific. So state what the nerves or worry is all about. Secondly, why do you think of it this way? What is it, sweetheart, that is just telling you that this is the problem here? And then think of something opposite and positive. That's the key. We think of opposite sometimes as negative, but no, this is in regards to something positive. But it's got to be in the context of where the worry is. So, you know, you're not going to talk about something orange and then all of a sudden talk about something that's purple. They don't go hand in hand, right? It's got to be what is within that worry. And then finally, guess what you get to do? Boss back and do so in the mirror if possible, right? If you have a middle schooler, an older elementary schooler on up, by all means, encourage them to look at themselves in the mirror, because you know why? Not only are they helping themselves with the anxiety, but guess what? They get to see what they look like when they're anxious, when they're nervous. A lot of kids don't know that. They don't know their facial expressions. They don't know that they tense up. They don't know that they furrow their brow. They don't know that they gasp on certain words. And as I almost choked to death talking to you, you know what I mean? So encourage them to do so in a mirror. And guess what? Nowadays, I'm speaking from experience because my grandson, I love him so much. He is adorable. But he is not afraid of looking in the mirror. In fact, he wants to be in front of the mirror. He wants to see his reflection all the time. So guess what? You can talk to them at a very young age in front of the mirror and teach them this technique to put in their toolbox. So it's really cool. Balloon breathing, you got boss the worries away. And finally, number three, write it down, tear it up. All right. You may think, oh, not one of these. Yes, yes. Now, if you don't like to write, you can draw it. Or if you have a child that's too young and they don't have enough words, they can draw it and tear it up. And you can go as far as doing a collage. Yeah, remember magazines? Do you have any? Okay, maybe not. But if you do have magazines or newspaper clippings, you can use those to create the worry picture and then you can tear it up. So there's lots of different ways. Be creative in this. And when they write down what makes them anxious and nervous, they're going to tear it up, right? Then your child gets to do what? Literally throw away what is bothering them in the moment. And this helps teach your child that you can control your feelings and overcome what you can't see. A lot of our unsettled energy comes from the lack of owning and knowing how to handle something inside of us. We don't know what to do with it. If you look at kids, why do they have temper tantrums? They got a lot of energy built up within them and they don't know how to express it. They can't get it out. They don't have a big enough vocabulary. Their words, well, it just doesn't get formatted right. And it just sounds like they're going, yeah, rah. And so then they get what? Flustered, which of course they don't understand what frustration is and what it means to be flustered. And then they do what? Just yell. And then if they're looking for something, right? Let's say they want something to drink or eat that you may not want them to have. And you say the word no, which is every kid's favorite word, right? Not. But if you say no to them, all of a sudden it's just the end of the world. But it really isn't. We just have to help our children channel their feelings, not push them down, but to channel them, to understand them and how to deal with them. We do have control. We have control as to how our body reacts. Does it take time and practice? Most definitely, but we've got to create that toolbox. We have to help them create their now so that they can show up and be their best selves all the time, especially when it counts. And if all else fails, guess what? You can hug it out. Every child needs a hug from their mom. Every child needs a hug from dad. And yeah, grandparents too, because man, I'm hugging my baby all the time. So your challenge, I want you to watch your child and be present. Notice their patterns so you can see the changes even when your child can't. That means you got to be observant. You got to pay attention. It's getting in front of the feelings before the feelings take over. And if you know your child's patterns, then you're going to know it. You're just going to know that they're in this situation and they may not expect it. But then all of a sudden something changes and you're like, oh, here it comes. I knew it. But do you tell them? Of course not, because they don't understand it. You do what you need to do as a parent to encourage them. So then you can teach them these techniques and they can build their coping toolbox. So that's your challenge. And the caution is you might make a mistake and think it's one thing when it's really something else. No problem. Live, learn, and move on. You are not going to know everything as a parent. You might want to think you are, but you don't. It just is a fact of life. Now, do you tell your kids that you don't know anything? No, your secret's safe with me. So you just keep that secret safe and you move on. Now, if they're older and there's been some issues, maybe you need to express that you're sorry that, you know, you jumped to a conclusion and it really wasn't that. Take ownership of it, right? That's another coping technique with many things. But for you personally, as a parent, you've got to be aware of that. It is going to happen. I promise you, I've done it more than once. Yes, I have. More than I can count on one hand, we'll say it that way. Meaning the ones I really honestly can think about. But for the most part, I'm pretty much spot on. And that's because we're paying attention to the patterns of our children. If you know your child, you're going to notice these things. So the caution comes and goes. You just have to be aware of it. And then I want you to celebrate. As your child experiments with the toolbox, these tools, be sure to celebrate the little things, those little milestones of, hey, look how awesome you did. You were so nervous about getting up in front of the class and sharing your two sentences, right? In second, third grade, they're getting up in front of their classmates and they're sharing the stories. School's around the corner, Mom. You got to start being prepared for all this because it's going to be back in season. I know we don't want it to be, but it is. And so you want to just take a deep breath. Just because your child has nerves doesn't mean you need to also, right? Take a deep breath. Write your worry on a balloon, Mom, and let it go. Keep walking in your greatness. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.